1700年的速度更快。
And the water level based on the, in 20th century is higher than any other time on record.
南极呢有一个冰块裂开哈，所以呢如果它真的应该会在今年里面裂开，裂开以后呢所产生的这个冰山是会成为历史上面最大的冰山。
And one of the iceberg actually is breaking apart, and once it's break off from the big chunk, it will become the biggest iceberg on record.
你知道有多大？
Can you do you know how big that is?
有三分之二个台湾这么大。
It's 2/3 of Taiwan.
所以呢，他们估计，如果这个冰山真的融化的时候呢，海洋的水平线会涨4寸高。
So indeed, if it's all melted away, the level of the ocean will rise about 4 inches.
下一个呢，就是下一次的 El Nino 呢，他们猜可能是今年的7月。
The next El Nino, they estimate it's going to be happening sometime in July this year.
通常是4到10年才一次的东西，再过几个月我们又来了。这上一次就是去年嘛，你知道。那么他说今年又会有。
It's something that happens every 7 to 10 years, but we had that last year, but we're going to have that again this year in July.
最后就是看见了海洋的氧气。含量降低了过去50年里面降低了2%。
And also the oxygen level within in the ocean dropped about 5% or 2% within the last few years, excuse me.
50 years.
In the last 50 years.
其实这些事情呢过去20-30年呢科学家已经警告我们人类。
And these are all something that the scientists have already told us within the last so many years.
就是呢地球现在呢就站在历史上的一个临界点。
And the earth is at a pivotal point based on the earth's record history.
如果我们人类不做什么事情呢恐怕我们地球的变化是不能逆转的。
If we don't do anything, the history of the earth would not be able to change.
所以呢，当我看见2017年的新闻的时候呢，我发觉是不是我们已经过了这一点了？
So when I look at the news, I kind of question myself whether or not we have already passed that point.
马太福音11-12章呢，也是人类历史的一个临界点。
And Matthew
11 and 12
is also another pivotal point.
当时耶稣已经出来传道2年了。
And that time, Jesus had already come out and preached for about 2 years.
那么他出来的时候就告诉人，天国近了，你们要悔改。
And he came out and said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent.
那么呢，后来呢，他也差派他的门徒的去传道。
And also he sent out the disciples and go and spread the gospel.
上次我讲到了，如果当时的人接受这个耶稣的福音的时候，那么天国马上就要来到。
And last time I mentioned that if the people had already accepted the gospel, the kingdom of heaven would come right away.
换句话说，人的国就结束了，神的国就在地上建立了。
In other words, the man's kingdom would end, and God's kingdom would come to earth right away.
那么现在过了2年了，结果怎么样呢？
And then after 2 years, what happened?
耶稣在马太福音11章的第12节就讲到了，从世子约翰的时候直到现在，天国不断遭受猛烈的攻击，残暴的人，企图把它夺去。
And Jesus talked about that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subject to violence and violent people have been raiding it.
后来耶稣形容这个世代的人呢，就是没有反应的一个世代。
And then also Jesus said, this is a generation that would not respond to anything.
你讲给他听，他好像听不见一样。
You say it to him as if actually they have not even heard it.
所以我们刚刚读的这段经文的时候呢，耶稣就开始警告当时的人。
So the verses we just saw is a how when Jesus warned the people at the time.
他说你有祸了。
He would say, "You are in trouble."
所以呢，今天呢，我希望呢，我们能够再听清楚耶稣的警告。
So I hope that today we would hear God's warning again.
免得我们错过了这个回转的机会。
So that we would lose this opportunity to turn around.
因为我们知道呢，当你过了这个临界点的时候，你就不能逆转了。
So you know that once you gone beyond this critical point, you cannot change again.
所以我们先来看二十节。
So let's take a look at verse 20.
二十节里面呢，耶稣其实在这里告诉我们呢，悔改是听福音以后他的预期的一个反应。
So this is Jesus tells us that this is the time.
The repentance is the expected.
The repentance is expected response for the gospel.
二十节，耶稣讲到耶稣在诸城中行了许多的异能，哪些城里的人终不悔改。
And actually talks about that Jesus had performed a lot of miracles, but the people that would not repent.
就在那时候，责备他们说。哥拉逊啊，你有祸了。
And then he would say to them, Chorazin, you're in trouble.
那你要责备这个字呢，就是发火的意思。
And when he actually say that, scolded these people as if he actually is totally furious.
所以呢，群众，但是你如果你看之前的圣经的时候，如果你说群众没有反应，但其实也不是完全没有反应哦。
So if you look at the previous scripture recording, if you say that the crowd did not respond, that is not exactly true either.
当耶稣讲完登山宝训的时候，第八章第一节呢就讲到了有许多人跟随他。
So after the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 8 and 9, a lot of people followed him.
当耶稣医好这个瘫子的时候呢，许多人就惊奇归荣耀给神。
When Jesus healed the lame, a lot of people gave glory to Jesus.
那么你说这个不是有反应了吗？为什么耶稣生气这么厉害呢？
So wouldn't you say that has responded? Why is Jesus still be so mad?
因为耶稣当他传福音的时候，他有一个期望的反应。
So, but Jesus, when he shared the gospel, he had expected a response.
这个反应就是悔改。
And the response is to repent.
那二十节很有趣，我觉得，他不是说耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，这些城里的人终不信耶稣，他不是这样子说。
You know, as you see in verse 20, then Jesus to denounce the towns in which Moses' miracles had been performed because they did not repent.
他圣经是写他们不悔改，没有说他们不信耶稣。
The scripture recorded that they did not repent. It's not like they did not believe in Jesus.
所以呢，你看见其实你可以说圣经给我们让我们知道，当一个人信主之前呢。他有一个反应，就是会悔改。
You see that before someone accepted God, the first response is to repent.
也就是说，一个真正信耶稣的人呢，他必定会有悔改的经历。
In other words, someone who truly believe in Jesus would have the experience of repentance.
那我们知道呢，我们很多人成为一个基督徒呢，有。不同的东西吸引我们来到神的面前。
You see that when we become a Christian, there are many things that would attract us to come before Him.
比方说神听你的祷告啊。
For example, he listened to your prayer.
有些人因为他来到教会的时候感觉了弟兄姊妹对他的爱，所以他很喜欢来教会。
And the, some people, when they come to church, they really enjoy, like the, how they experience the love, within the church, so they repent.
有些人是因为他明白这个世界后面有一个创造主的时候呢，他就对这个福音有兴趣了。
So others recognize that behind this world there is a creator, so therefore they would believe in Jesus.
那无论呢，你是因为什么原因来到神的家的门口
？Regardless of what reason that you have, that, so that you come before the door of God's home，
你进神的家呢？每一个人都是通过 同一道门的。
You, when before you enter God's home, everyone goes through the same door.
这个就是约翰福音里面呢告诉我们，耶稣说：“我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救。”
And this is where Jesus said in John 9, he said, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and out and find pasture."
所以这道门呢就是耶稣了。
So this particular gate is Jesus.
你有没有发觉呢？如果你是一个新来的朋友，你来到教会，很快就有人问你一个问题啊。
If you come to church as a new person, and come to church a lot, before long, someone will ask you this question.
你信了耶稣没有
？Have you believed in Jesus?
我小的时候刚来教会呢，我很讨厌这条问题。
When I was young, when I first come to church, I really didn't like this question.
你知道为什么
？Do you know why?
我都不知道他问什么。
I don't even know what he's asking.
什么叫信耶稣啊
？What does it mean by believing Jesus?
信耶稣是一个历史的人物吗？
Believe Jesus that he is a historic person?
同意他的教训吗
？Agree on upon his teaching?
还是你讲什么叫信耶稣啊
？What do you mean by believing Jesus?
所以呢，我觉得呢，这条是一条很难，对我来说，我不知道怎么回答的一条问题。
So for such a question, I didn't even know how to respond.
但是呢，我慢慢就去了解。
But gradually, I got to understand.
其实呢，不单止你要成为一个基督徒，你要相信耶稣。
So, in order to become a Christian, you need to believe in Jesus.
你必须要有一个正确的动机去相信他。
And also, you have to have the correct motives to believe in Him.
比方说，有一个人，其实这个是我真的见过一个例子。
For example, there is such a person. Actually, this is something that I indeed experience.
这个人告诉我为什么他信耶稣呢
？This person told me why he became a Christian.
因为他女朋友告诉他，他是不会嫁给一个不信耶稣的人的。
Because the girlfriend told him that she would not marry someone who's not a Christian.
所以他就来教会去学了。
So he came to church to learn.
最后就受浸了。
And eventually got baptized.
那如果你考他信耶稣的事情，对福音的了解呢，他100分哦。
So if you test him about his knowledge of the gospel, he will score 100 points.
完全答对。
And everything all corrected, all answered correctly.
但是因为他的动机不对。
But because his motivation was wrong,
他不是真的信耶稣。
He did not truly believe in Jesus.
他没有好像圣经所讲，他走过耶稣这道门。
He did not, like the scripture says, enter the gates of Jesus.
那么信耶稣，这个正确的动机是什么呢
？So what is the correct motivation for believing Jesus？
我们刚刚看二十节，他告诉我们，其实就是悔改。
And we just read verse 20, and that is repentance.
谁需要悔改
？Who needs to repent？
只有犯罪的人才需要悔改。
Only the sinners need to repent.
所以，其实呢，这个也是在圣经里面，他讲到耶稣来这个世界的功能。
So this is also what's in scripture, and that is what is the result of when Jesus come.
当天使告诉玛利亚，他要将来要生一个小孩。
When Jesus, when the angels first told Mary that she's going to be pregnant with a child,
他就说, 你要给他起名叫耶稣, 因他将要, 要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And the angel said, you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
耶稣是罪人的救主。
And Jesus is his savior for sinners.
所以你信耶稣的意思就是你相信耶稣能救你脱离罪。
The reason for your believing in Jesus, and that is to, that you believe that Jesus would save you from your sin.
以知道你可以回到神的这里去。
So that you can return into God's
So that is
your motivation for believing in Jesus.
就是你转离开罪，转向神。
So you turn away from sin and turn towards God.
这个就是圣经所讲到的悔改。
And this is what the Bible talks about repentance.
每一个基督徒他都会经历这个事情。
And every Christian would actually work hard towards this end.
圣灵会责备一个人。
The Holy Spirit would accuse someone.
使这个人呢为罪为义为审判自责责备自责。
So that the this person, because of righteousness, that he would actually cause judgment unto himself.
因为呢。 我们明白自己不能救自己的时候,
because when we actually recognize that we cannot save ourselves,
我们才会转向神去求耶稣去救我们。
Then we would turn to Jesus, a God, to save us.
我们不靠自己的能力去脱离罪。
That we will not rely on ourselves to be away from sin.
我们相信耶稣, 因为他代替我们死在十字架的时候, 我们的罪就解决了。
We believe in Jesus because when we, when he died on the cross, our sins are forgiven.
那这个事情呢, 不是只是一个, 知识。
And this information is not just knowledge in our head.
这个是我们每一个基督徒的一个经历。
This is an experience that every Christian's experience.
悔改不单指是你信耶稣的时候，你成为一个基督徒的时候发生一次的经历。
And repentance is not something that when you become a Christian that only happened once.
只是呢，这个事情呢是常常发生的。
And this event happens frequently.
我们常常会来到神面前求耶稣的。 饶恕我们。
And we'll come before God, before Jesus, and ask him to that forgive us over and over again.
耶稣告诉我们呢, 悔改就是福音的期望的反应。
And it tells us that the repentance is actually recognized salvation, the response for that.
你有没有这个 经验, 悔改的经验呢?
Have you had this kind of repentance experience?
当我们看到这里的时候呢, 让我们问一个问题。
When we come and see this, it causes us to raise a question.
这个问题就是 20节里面呢, 其实 他的意思就是 耶稣大部分的神迹呢, 都是行在 加利利这些城市里面的。
And actually, in verse 20, all these events, most of them happen in the city of Galilee.
那么为什么当时的人
And why is it that the people there would not repent?
那么耶稣就在20到24节里面指出,
and Jesus pointed out in the verse 20 and 21,
骄傲是不悔改的原因,
and pride is the reason for unrepentance.
那耶稣呢在这里呢列出了六个城市。
And here Jesus pointed out six different cities.
首先呢是四个城市是在也是在加利利附近的。
And there are four cities that are around the area Galilee.
我们先看后面的两个城市。
Let's first take a look at the two cities towards the end.
这是推罗士顿。
And actually, it's about Tyre and Sidon.
那这两个城市呢是外邦人的城市。
And these two cities are cities with the Gentiles.
所以呢，就在以色列的北边的海边。
And that is the is north of Israel, but right by the sea.
那在旧约的圣经里面呢，告诉我们，推罗士顿是一个敬拜假神，特别就是这个巴利这个假神的一个中心。
And actually, the Old Testament tells us that these are the two cities where they worship idols, and especially the idol of Baal.
旧约里面呢有一个王后，就是耶洗别。
In the Old Testament, there was a queen Jezebel.
她就是士顿的公主。
And she's the princess of Sidon.
是她把敬拜巴利这个假神的事情呢带进以色列的。
It was she who actually brought worship Baal the idol into Israel.
那么二十一节后面呢，耶稣就说，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗士顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰改了。
And Jesus said, for the miracles were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
那为什么推罗士顿会改呢？
And why would the Tyre and Sidon would repent?
因为我想啊，当如果他们见到耶稣所行的神迹，
because if they actually had seen the miracles that Jesus had performed,
他这些神迹就证明耶稣所敬拜的神是一个真神了。
And these miracles would prove that what Jesus is a true God.
因为呢，他们的巴力都做不出这些事情。
Because Baal cannot do this.
所以，如果耶稣所敬拜的是真神的时候，那么这些推罗士顿的人就要悔改，离开巴利去敬拜耶和华了。
Because if Jesus is indeed God, the people at Tyre and Sidon would have left and actually would worship God.
另外两个城市呢是二十一节里面讲到的，就是这个哥拉逊，跟波菜大。
And the other two cities are Chorazin and Bethsaida.
哥拉逊是距离的这个加百隆的两里的地方。
Chorazin is actually only like 2 miles from Capernaum.
那你知道呢？耶稣全福音呢，你可以说他的办公室就是在加百隆。
And you see, when Jesus shared the gospel, his office is really in Capernaum.
波差带的这个地方其实就是彼得安德烈腓力的家乡。
And Bethsaida is really Peter and Andrew's hometown.
那么这些都是以色列的城市。
And these are all Israeli cities.
换句话说，他们都是敬拜耶和华的。
In other words, they are all worshiping Jehovah.
那么耶稣却讲到，这些城市是有祸哦。
But Jesus said these cities are in trouble.
为什么？因为他们不悔改。
Why? Because they did not repent.
那为什么他们不悔改？
Why did they not repent?
那你想一想，他们会问，为什么我要悔改啊？
But you can, if you think about it, they might ask, why do I need to repent?
我们这些城市里面的人从小就敬拜耶和华。
The people in the cities, from very young, we worship Jehovah.
我们从小每一个礼拜都去会堂去敬拜神。
And every Sunday we go to the synagogue to worship God.
我们从小就学习律法。
And from very young we learn about the law.
我们这样子的人为什么需要悔改？
So someone like us, why would he need to repent?
我想他有一点好像就是从小在教会长大的，去儿童主日学一直长大到成人的这些人一样。
So these are maybe like the ones who grew up in church, right from Sunday school all the way grown up in church.
二十三节里面呢，耶稣就做了一个比较。
And in verse 23, Jesus made this comparison.
他讲到另外的两个城市。
He talked about the two other cities.
加百隆啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坐落阴间，因为你在你那里所行的异能， 若行在所多玛，他还可以存到今日。
He says that New Capernaum will be lifted to the heavens. No, you will go down to the Hades. For if miracles that were performed in you have been performed in Sodom, it will have been remained to this day.
所多玛是什么地方啊?
What kind of place is Sodom?
我们就知道呢，在创世纪里面，神呢用火跟硫磺毁灭这个城市。
We know that in the Old Testament, God used fire and sulfur to destroy the city.
犹大书里面呢也指出呢，又如所多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也叫他们意味行淫，随从烈性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚。
In Jude, in similar way, Sodom, Gomorrah, and the surrounding city gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of external fire.
So what
kind of city is Sodom?
It's a
city for the Gentiles.
It's
actually, it's also a city of moral bankruptcy.
创世纪讲到，其实它全个城市里面连一个义人有道德的人差不多都找不到，只找到一个。
Within the city, they cannot even find someone of moral character, maybe only one.
这个人就是罗德。
And this person was Lot.
所以当所多玛听，如果所多玛真的有机会听到耶稣的讲道的时候，
If Sodom indeed had a chance to hear Jesus' gospel,
耶稣会告诉他，你犯罪的人你要面对审判啊。
Jesus would tell them, you sinners, you would face punishment.
就见到耶稣所行的神迹。
They would also see what the miracles that Jesus had performed.
耶稣说天国来了。
And Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
换句话是说神的审判就又快要来了。
In other words, God's punishment is about to occur.
所以这些所多玛的人当然他就会悔改了。
And of course, the people of Sodom would have repented.
要不然他们就下地狱了。
Otherwise, they would go into Hades.
但是加百农的人他们不悔改。
But the people in Capernaum, they would not repent.
因为他们是以色列人呢。
Because they are Israelites.
以色列人怎么样呢？
What about the Israelites?
男丁出生八天都受隔离。
In the, for the boys, they, when they, after, 8 days after they are born, they would have the circumcision.
一生人遵守十诫。
And they, their whole life, they would obey the Ten Commandments.
为什么我这样子的人要悔改啊?
Why would someone like me need to repent?
当我去传福音的时候，我发觉有一个很有趣的一个反应。
When I share the gospel with other people, I notice a very interesting phenomenon.
其实你可以试试看的。
But, actually, you can try this.
那你问你的亲戚、朋友、同事、邻居。
And you ask your friends and relatives and colleagues and neighbors.
你问他，如果你死掉。你觉得你是会上天堂啊，还是下地狱呢？
So you ask them this question: If you pass away, are you going to go to heaven or hell?
我告诉你，我从来没有听过一个人，说我要下地狱。我大概我想不到有一个人说我要下地狱，没有人告诉我这样子。
I can almost guarantee that I have not heard that no one would ever say I want to go to hell.
不是我 want to go 了，他意思，他觉得他不会，他觉得他是上天堂的，不会下地狱的。
They would always think that they would go to heaven and not hell.
那么我就问他，那么为什么呢？
Then I would ask him why.
有一个大陆来的同学给我一个最让我记得的一个答案。
And then, someone, a student from China, gave me a very memorable answer.
他说，地狱不是给我这样子的人去的。
So he would say that hell is not for someone like me.
其实对很多人来说，这个的确是他们心里面的答案。
But for a lot of people, this is indeed their answer.
地狱是给什么人去啊？
And what kind of place would is hell prepared for?
就是好像索多玛这些没有道德的人呢。
It's for people in Sodom who has no moral.
或者这些敬拜假神呢，这些人呢？
You know, others who worship idols. These are the kind of people.
好像这些回教啊、佛教啊，这些无神论的人，他们就下地狱哦。
And also, it's actually for maybe Buddhists, Muslims, and agnostics. They will go to hell.
我从小在教会里面长大，我怎么会去下地狱啊
？I grew up in church all my life. Why would I go to hell?
我有一个认识的人，我每一次问他，你死后你会去哪里？他给我的答案都是一样。
There's someone I know that every time I ask him a question whether or not he will go to heaven or hell, he has given me the same answer.
他说：“你知不知道我在妈妈的肚子里面已经开始去教会了
？”Did you not know that when I was in my mom's tummy, I was already going to church?
对他来说，怎么可能这样子的人会下地狱呢
？To him, someone like him would not go to hell.
那这些人的问题在哪里
？And what is the issues with people like that？
其实这些也是我们大部分人的问题。
And actually, this is also the problem for most of us.
就是我们见到别人的罪，可见不到自己的罪。
And that is we see others' sin, but not ours.
你知不知道？其实我们跟这些你可以说没有道德的人的分别在哪里
？You see what the difference is between us and also those who have no moral character？
不是犯罪跟不犯罪的分别哦。
It's not about sin or not sinning。
是多与小的分别。
It's about the quantity。
还有就是你犯了大罪啊，还是小罪的分别
？Or whether you have committed great sin or small sins.
所以主耶稣警告这些骄傲的人说
：So Jesus warned those who are prideful.
扎巴龙啊，你已经升到天上，将来还要坐落在阴间。
And Jesus said to them, "And you, Capernaum, will be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go to Hades."
这些人觉得他一定上天堂啊。
And these people think that for sure they will enter the heaven.
耶稣说你肯定下地狱。
But Jesus said, "No, for sure you will go to hell."
罗马书二章十三节里面提醒我们。
In Romans 2:23 reminds us,
原来在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it's those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
那你知道呢？当你去遵守律法的时候啊，有一件事情会发生。
And you see that when you obey the laws, something will happen.
就是好像罗马书第七章里面讲到。立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我不做；我不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做我所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里面的罪做的。
And that is what's recorded in Romans 7. It says, For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it's sin living in me that does it.
律法是神的标准。
Law is God's standard.
它就好像一面镜子一样。
It's almost like a mirror.
他让你见到你是一个怎么样的一个人。
It reveals what kind of person you are.
当你遵守律法的时候，你就发觉其实我没有能力做得到。
When you actually obey the law, then you discover that I do not have the ability to do it.
那么结果怎么样？
And what is the result?
你达不到神的标准，你就是下地狱啊。
You cannot reach God's standard, therefore you're going to hell.
所以对这些人来说，他唯一的方法就是悔改。接受耶稣成为他的救主。
And for those people, the only way is to repent and accept God as a savior.
这个就是加拉太书里面所讲的。
And this is what's recorded in the book of Galatians.
律法是我们 奉蒙的师父引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
So the law was our guardian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith.
律法能够让我们谦卑下来。
The law will allow us to humble ourselves.
承认我们是一个坏透的一个罪人。
And recognize it that we are a sinner of sinners.
我们是没有能力去自己到天堂这边去。
And that we do not have the ability to go to heaven.
唯有靠耶稣代替我们，我们可以解决我们的罪。
And the only way is to rely on Jesus to resolve our sins.
那么我们就可以到神这边去了。
Then we can go to heaven to be with God.
最后耶稣提醒我们，
and at the end Jesus reminds us,
灭亡是不悔改的结局。
Condemnation is a consequence of unrepentance.
那当耶稣警告这些不悔改的城市呢？
When Jesus warned all these cities who are unrepenting,
他就讲到这些过去的外邦的城市。
And then he would mention about the cities who actually would not repent.
他又讲到，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗士顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰悔改了。二十三节讲到，若行在所多玛，他还可以存到今日。
And it says in 21, it says, if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And in verse 23, had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day.
当你把这两节圣经放在一起看的时候，其实耶稣说悔改就让你还可以存留下来。
And then you combine these two verses, what Jesus is saying that repent will allow you to stay until this day.
但是不悔改呢？
And what we fear, there's no repentance.
不悔改就是灭亡了。
And the result of not repenting would be condemnation.
这个就是22跟24节里面所讲的。
And this is what's being talked about in verse 22 and 24.
但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗士顿所受的比你们还容易受呢。24节，但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，所多玛所受的比你们还容易受呢。
In verse 22, it said, but I tell you, it would be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. Verse 24, but I tell you that it would be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you.
耶稣在这里告诉我们一件事情。
And Jesus here told us one thing.
地狱的惩罚是有不同程度的惩罚了。
And the punishment in hell, there's different varying degrees.
有一些人是更难受的。
And for some, there actually there's a lot more tough to bear.
让我想到我们中国人讲到十八层地狱，可能是有一点根据的。
And it reminds us for Chinese the 18th level of hell, then perhaps there is some relevance to that.
但是什么决定一个人的惩罚的大小呢？
But how does one determine the degree of punishment for in hell?
当然就是你犯的罪的大小了。
And of course, that is the degree to which you commit sin.
所以问题就是什么是大罪啊？
You might ask, what is great sin?
有人说犯十戒啊。Ten Commandments.
Oh, they actually violated against the Ten Commandments.
那你看推罗士顿，他是敬拜假神的嘛？
And you see Tyre and Sidon, they worship false idols.
所以他已经最小犯了第一、第二条。
And at the minimum, they have committed against the first and second commandments.
所多玛他也犯了第七条，就是不可奸淫。
This Sodom, it also committed the seventh commandment, and that is committed adultery.
但是耶稣说，这些城市将来呢所面对的惩罚，比此哥拉逊、菠菜袋、加百农更轻。
But Jesus says that what they have committed would actually be less than Chorazin and Bethsaida.
为什么？
Why is it so?
因为耶稣曾经在这三个以色列的城市里面行了许多的神迹。
And because Jesus had performed a lot of miracles in these cities.
换句话说，当你见到这么明显的启示，这么明显的证据的时候，
In other words, you can see all these obvious miracles, all these obvious evidence.
但是你还是不悔改。
But yet you do not repent.
你就是藐视神。
And that is you actually have contempt towards God.
那你知道你藐视这个罪呢，是跟你藐视的对象是成正比的吗？
And you see that you have contempt towards the sin versus have contempt towards the God. It's directly proportional.
我的意思就是，比方说你藐视我。
In other words, you have contempt towards me.
大概没有什么结果。
Perhaps there are not much result.
但是如果你藐视法庭呢，你就要坐牢了。
But if you have contempt at the court, then you go to jail.
所以你想一想，如果你藐视这个创造这个宇宙的神，那么你就是犯了一个很大自大的一个罪。
But if you have contempt toward the God who created heaven and earth, then you have committed even a greater sin.
这个彼此杀人，彼此很多事情都更严重。
And actually, this is far greater than killing someone. That's a far greater sin.
但是有人会说，
But someone might say,
我没有见过耶稣所行的神迹啊。
I have not seen the miracles that God had, Jesus had performed.
所以我不悔改，不算藐视神呢。
Then I, you cannot say that I have contempt towards God.
那虽然我们现代人呢，没有机会去见到耶稣所行的神迹。
But even though we modern people have no don't have a chance to see the miracles that Jesus had performed.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，
But、
我们。
But the scripture tells us,
我们可以通过这个大自然里面呢，见到，神的启示。
We can actually see the natural world to see that God, the greatness of God.
罗马书一章二十节里面说，讲了，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但只。这座所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Romans 1:20 says, "For since the creation of the worlds, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what was been made, what has been made, so that men, people are without excuse."
这句话特别对我们现代人更有意义。
And this verse is actually especially relevant and meaningful to us modern people.
原因就是我们对科学的了解比起从前的人更多。
And the reason is that our understanding of science is far greater than people who had lived before.
所以神存在的证据就更明显。
So therefore, the evidence that God exists is far more evident.
我举一个例子啊。
Let me give you an example.
太阳是八大星呢。
And then sun is one of the great, one of the eight great planets.
就是的哦，八大恒星啊 ，eight planets. Okay, 对对对。那你知道地球是排第三，是不是
？You know the Earth has it's a third.
Okay, 排第三嘛。如果靠近太阳一点会发生什么事情啊
？So what if we are a little closer to the sun？
那么就热死啊
！It all got burned up。
OK， 如果你离开太阳远一点会怎么样
？And what if we are actually a little further away from the sun？
就冷死啊
！It will freeze to death。
但是太阳有一个问题哦。
But there's a problem with the sun。
就好像你见到这个图画，它会产生一些的这些宇宙的射散 radiation 呢。
But you know the sun also has a problem. It would create radiation.
Okay. 所以呢，如果我们没有一个方法去减低这些太阳射散的时候呢，我们所有人所有动物最后都是死在皮肤癌当中。
But if there's we don't have a way of cut down the sun radiation, eventually we all die of skin cancer.
你知道我们为什么可以解决这个问题啊
？Do you know how we can resolve this problem？
这是地球的这个 magnetic field 这个磁场。
And that's because due to the Earth's magnetic field.
这个磁场就把这个 radiation 这个就是保护我们了。
And the Earth's magnetic field protects us from all these radiation.
但我们知道宇宙还有一个问题啊。
We know that there is another problem in the universe.
就是呢，宇宙有很多陨石啊，就是怎么讲？就是这你这样，对，这是asteroid 还是怎么？
We have a lot of asteroids around.
Okay. 那么你给一块。撞到地球，你就完蛋了，是不是
？If we ever get hit by one of the asteroids hitting the Earth, that's the end.
Okay, 但是为什么地球可以存在这么多年的海灾呢
？But why is it the Earth, after so many years, still exists?
因为有三样东西为我们解决这个问题。
Because there are three things that resolve the problem for us.
你会见到这个很大的木星。
And did you see that this great satellite?
这个 Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Okay, 它就好像一个很巨型的一个吸尘机一样。
And actually, this acts as a giant vacuum cleaner.
大部分的这些陨石都是给它吸进去。
And most of these asteroids got sucked by him.
第二个保护地球的，你知道是什么
？Do you know what the second thing that protect the Earth?
就是我们最喜欢看的这个月亮。
And that is the moon that we like to see so much.
那这个是我们平常见到的正面的月亮。
And this is the moon that we see every day in the front.
这个是它后面的，我们看不见的。
And this is the back that we cannot see.
你就见到了，它经过这么多年以后，有多少的陨石头就是撞在它上面了。
You see, after so many years, all these asteroids hitting the backside of the moon.
最后一样东西保护这个地球的，你知道是什么
？Do you know what the third thing, the last thing that protects the Earth?
就是我们的 atmosphere， 我们的大气层。
And that is our atmosphere.
那这个就是2013年在俄国的发生的一件事情。你看，这些陨石掉在地球的时候。因为它经过这个大气层的时候，大部分都消掉了。
And then, this is something happened in Russia in 2013. All these meteor, when they entered the atmosphere, they were got burned up.
所以到它掉在地上的时候，可能一点都没有了。
And by the time it reaches the Earth, perhaps there is none left.
那这些都是天文学研究出来的结果。
And these are all the astronomy, what they have discovered.
那么你说我们的太阳系怎么精密的一个设计是怎么来的呢
？And our sun with such intricate design, where does it come from?
有人说爆炸出来了。
And the people say Big Bang.
真的吗
？Is it for real?
可以有这么精密的一个设计在里面吗
？Something this intricate design can be come from Big Bang？
如果不是的时候，就证明背后有一个神设计给我们一个很安全的一个环境，让我们生活在地球上面。
If not, then it's because God had created such a safe environment for us to live on Earth.
耶稣警告我们，如果你忽略神明显的启示的时候
，And Jesus warned us, if you ignore such obvious warnings,
你的结局，你面对的审判，比起所多玛这些城市更糟糕。
And it's the punishment you face would be far greater than what the city and times and Sodom would face.
马太福音十一章里面呢，是人类的一个临界点。
And Matthew 11 is a critical point for humankind.
因为当时的人他拒绝耶稣的福音，所以天国没有在当时来。
Because the people there refused Jesus' gospel, and therefore the kingdom of heaven did not arrive.
但是耶稣说，这个天国有一天会来的。
But Jesus said, this kingdom of heaven one day will come.
那么我们就会面对神的审判。
Then we will face God's judgment.
其实呢，我觉得这个临界点，要不然就是天国来了。
And the critical point perhaps is God, the heaven, kingdom of heaven has already come.
要不然就是他还没来之前你就死掉了。
And perhaps say, before it comes, you already passed away.
两样东西的结局都是一样，你要站在神面前面对他的审判。
And the consequence for either one is the same. You stand in front of God and face His judgment.
那么耶稣就会问我们每一个人一条问题。
Then Jesus would ask everyone a question.
当时你在地上听到福音的时候，你的反应是怎么样？
On earth, back then, when you hear the gospel, what was your reaction?
你会怎么告诉他？
How are you going to respond to him?
你告诉他，我在妈妈的肚子里面已经去教会了。
You to tell him it would be when I was still in my mother's womb, I went to church.
你告诉他，地狱不是给我这样子的人来的。
You tell him that hell is not for somebody like me.
还是你告诉他，我已经悔改信耶稣了。
Or you tell him I have already repented and believe in Jesus.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你在圣经里面提醒我们。
Because in the Bible, you remind us.
我们要把握机会去悔改。
And that we would grasp this opportunity and repent.
要不然我们就有祸了。
Otherwise, we will face condemnation.
让我们不要在神面前骄傲。
And let's not be prideful in front of God.
让我们不会就好像看而不见一样。
And let us not be like someone who can see it but not really seeing it.
让我们在神面前去悔改。
Let us come before God and repent.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.